The wave of unrest that's sweeping Arab North Africa is prompting the European Union to rethink its aid policy to the region. EU leaders are debating the possibility of a new aid program for North African countries committed to democratic reforms. The goals would be to encourage democratic change and stabilize the region. But as the world's Jerry Haddon reports, past EU aid efforts have fallen short.
As revolution spread across the southern Mediterranean, Europe fears waves of desperate migrants arriving on its shores. At a meeting of European foreign ministers yesterday in Brussels, Italy's Franco Frattini said Europe needed to get an aid package together quickly.
Italy, as you know, is the closest neighbor, both of Tunisia and Libya. So we are extremely concerned about the repercussions on the migratory situation in southern Mediterranean.
Italy has already received thousands of Tunisians. It's bracing for a similar Libyan exodus. The short-term European plan is to boost border patrols. But in the long run, the EU wants to offer aid to develop what EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton calls deep democracy in the region,
which is a range of things from judicial independence, the role of political parties, the capacity to be able to ensure elections not just once, but continuing. All of that will be part of the package.
The EU has not yet said just how big the aid package might be or what countries would receive it. Some have talked about a sort of Marshall Plan, but Europe has been giving North African countries several billion dollars in annual development aid for decades already. Victor Poe is an economist who studies the Mediterranean at the IESE Business School in Barcelona. He says that traditional aid has only hurt Africa because it lines the pockets of those in power. What's fundamental, he says, is to get money to the base of the economy, to the entrepreneur, the small businessman. This way, these countries can develop on their own. Old-fashioned aid has been nothing but a drug, he adds, enriching the corrupt. The BBC reports that a senior British official is calling for strict conditions on any further aid to the region. If steps toward democracy and transparency aren't taken, the official is quoted as saying, the aid would stop. The EU has been trying to make its aid more effective. In 2008, it created an alliance called the Union for the Mediterranean, comprised of 43 nations. Its mission, to foster economic and security ties, as well as to promote democracy. French President Nicolas Sarkozy was hopeful at its gala launch in Paris.
Je veux remercier.
I want to thank the Arab countries who understood that to make this Mediterranean summit work, they needed the courage to accept all Mediterranean countries.
The Union for the Mediterranean set up shop at a posh address here in Barcelona, but it never got off the ground. Members didn't come up with the money or the political will to support it. The main obstacle has been the ongoing Israel-Palestinian conflict, which has divided union members. Two heads of state summits here have had to be canceled. And last December, the union secretary general, Jordanian diplomat Ahmed Massara, quit in frustration.
I have to say that I am not that happy that I could not get the budget that we wanted. And obviously it was reduced by more than 60%, which reflects the willingness and the orientation that the countries have.
The union's co-president has stepped down as well, from this job and from his other, as president of Egypt. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.